Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start your journey. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Get free shipping and get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code KATE.
Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well, and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com.
Kate Daly Show, because all opinions matter, and George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
There's not going to be an endpoint to this vaccination program. Once we've, obviously, we're rolling out boosters now, so we've got another wave of people that we need to make sure that we're protecting again. So those who were vaccinated 6 months ago, we really need them to come back, or we need to go to them.
My name is Chris Smitherson, and I'm unvaccinated. Ever since Omicron hit, I just felt so alone. I feel so left out since all my vaccinated friends have COVID. Every time I see my vaccinated friends all hanging out inside, wearing masks because they all have COVID, I really start to regret my decision not to get the jab. Sometimes I fake a sneeze just to feel included, but they can tell. I'm healthy. I've tried everything. I licked doorknobs, I double-dipped guacamole, I even ate a Golden Corral. But nothing worked. No matter how hard I try, I just can't get the Rona. Since I can't be quarantined with my friends, I guess I just have to continue on with my life.
Hi there, welcome. You know you're listening to the Kate Daly Show, right? I don't need to remind you. In fact, are you ready for some truths? Because that's what we're going to cover today and every day. Welcome to the show, Uncle Milty.
Hello, hello. I'm good.
You're in good spirits today.
I am. Well, you know, I had that little cold bug last week, and I feel terrific this week.
Oh, you didn't die of Omicron?
I didn't die of Omicron.
It's so refreshing. I thought Omicron was just out there and ready to get us at any second.
It is, but it didn't get me.
Well, I got
a little cold instead, and the cold fought off the Omicron.
The symptoms are fatigue and muscle ache, so you should be very afraid. Maybe a headache. I mean, I know we've never suffered that before, but it's very virulent. It's coming to get us at any moment, and that's what all the hospitals and doctors in white coats want you to think. So,
my understanding is it can even make your throat sore.
What?
Yep.
I'm not prepared for this. I'm scared for my life. Jeez. Hi, Dr. Duke Pesta, how are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, you know, swimming in the vat of propaganda. But, you know, other than that, doing great on a Monday, as good as Monday can be. And I know all of you totally get what I'm saying, because Mondays are just a struggle. It really is. I need a Sunday after my Sunday to be able to get stuff done. And it never seems like enough time. And we have so many things to tell you and talk about. I have Dr. Duke Pesta from the Dr. Duke Show right now. Every Monday he joins me. And then, of course, we have author of Operation Mind Control, James James Martinez coming on. So let's first talk about an update on Alex Newman, who's been coming on my show for 5 years, and his father. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, I found out secondhand. Another organization to which he belonged with sometime yesterday afternoon, sent a note around saying, please pray for Alex Newman. His dad is in the hospital, and they're, in Alex's words, they were trying to kill him. If you type in Alex's name, he actually did a radio program about this, where he was, you know, talking about how the hospital was not going to let the father go. They were trying to get him all the medicines, the ivermectin and the other stuff, and the hospital frankly refused.
Yeah.
And things weren't looking good. Apparently, a friend of the family, a minister, a friend of the family, somebody who came in under the aegis of providing spiritual comfort, snuck into the hospital room some ivermectin, some vitamin C, vitamin D, both of which, by the way, the hospital would not give him, and other basic things of the that we all know now, the things that they say that you shouldn't use that always work.
Yep.
And within a couple of days of this, his dad started to get better on his own. 3 or 4 days later, they wanted to take him home. He was almost completely cured. And even still, the doctors didn't want them to leave. So one more example of how, unless you are really, really, keep your people out, keep your family out of the hospital. If these are COVID-related problems you're having, keep them out of the hospital. I mean, because once they get their claws into them, they're not going to let them go.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen to that. And here's the deal. For some reason, people in this country still think that the medical community is immune to any kind of evil practice or money or profiteering. And so, of course, they're only going to be doing what's in your best interest. I just don't know why people think that.
I talk about this with my university kids every semester, and we've been talking about it just recently. It's not so much doctors, it is science. I mean, these kids have been raised in a largely materialistic culture. The idea of God has been, if they've been in public school since they were 5 years old, the only references to gods are mocking references to God, right? They've been taught to believe by the secular public schools people who believe in God are childish. They're not sufficiently developed mentally. That believing in God is some kind of a crutch. So I point out to my students, which is something they haven't pointed out to themselves, that you can get rid of God all you want, but when I listen to you as my students talk about science, you attribute to science the very faith that science would reject. I mean, when I ask you, well, if there is no God, then what's the long-term hope of the human race? The response is always science, right?
You're right.
When I ask, I say, look, faith is proper to religion. What do you say when faith becomes the driving force behind your belief in science? And they're not stupid. I mean, they realize the hypocrisy of how they've comfortably managed to shoot down the idea of God because they don't like faith. And then they recognize, when you point it out to them, that their blind following of science is every bit as faith-based, but only in a scientific context where faith doesn't belong. We pointed out the masks today. I said, does anybody here actually believe that you should be wearing a mask in class today? They all recognized no. Not one of them raised their hand.
Right.
How many of you, I said, do you believe the so-called 6-foot buffer zone is going to protect you? And they all shook their heads no. So I said, why are you here with your masks on, sitting 6 feet apart? Because you have faith in some weird way that following the empty ceremony of science is going to keep you protected.
You're right.
I said, you're as bad as the people you condemn religiously.
Misplaced faith. In fact, it's interesting. I'm glad you talked about this. I really am, because that is the truth about it. They just took their faith and put it somewhere else, and they don't recognize the irony of that.
Yeah, and that is the irony. I mean, this monolithic education we've given them, by the time they're in college, we're talking about 15, 16 years of unremediated progressivism.
Right.
And the one thing they cannot do is think critically. So they can quite literally tell lies to themselves.
Right.
They can look at one color and say it's blue, and it turns out that it's blue. And they can look at another color and they'll say it's blue if that's what they have to do to justify their worldview. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that's missing from these kids, if I had to say to you, the difference between kids now and kids 20 years ago, 20 years ago, kids were stupid at college level. They didn't know much. They didn't have a lot of knowledge coming into college. Mm-hmm. But they knew they didn't know things. And that made them hesitant, careful, right? They didn't spout off about anything because they weren't sure. They had no idea what the origin event of truth was, but so they kept their mouths shut. The difference today is they are 100% orthodox in believing what the left tells them. They sound like The View. When I listen to my kids talk, they're as big mouthed, empty headed, and sometimes laughably stupid as those Harridans on The View.
Right.
And when you, it's not until somebody, it's just a pity that their sophomore English professor in college is the first person in their entire life who dared to challenge their worldview with simple questions, and they fall apart like broken little children when they don't get the pat on the head for the same usual mindless leftist responses.
You know what's different about a total leftist like what you're talking about and somebody like me, right? My worldview is proven in history again and again and again. Theirs is not. Theirs is all about being afraid that climate change is going to take you out at the end of every decade. It's been promised to us for six decades now. It never has taken us out. In fact, they've never even experienced any real change from climate change. Yet they believe, they absolutely believe that the world will end at the end of every decade. My worldview in what governments can do and not do, and basically can do, is the fact that governments are usually the reason that people end up either in a communist state or the socialism, the road to communism every single time. My worldview is proven. Their worldview is not. So they have to have a lot of faith in their worldview in order to completely 100% dive into that. You have to be somewhat delusional because you have to think that all this is coming with absolutely no proof to back you up. I got plenty of proof. Right?
Yeah, I hit him on the head with that too today. I mean, I always drag after I disavow their belief in Fauciism science, then hit him with global warming.
Good.
And it was perfect timing because just a couple days ago, Leo DiCaprio, that incredibly scientifically schooled actor, DiCaprio came out a couple days ago and said, "We've got 9 years until the world's over." That's what he said. In 9 years.
He said that two decades ago too. He said it. Yeah. Two decades ago.
And that's what I told the kids. I said, look, I've been alive longer than I want to admit. I remember between the period of 1970 and the period of today, every 5 years, and I listed all the names Cheers. Who's the Cheers bartender guy, right?
Oh, yeah, Woody.
Ted Danson. I remember Ted Danson in the early 1980s telling us by 1990 that this was going to be – I said, look – since the moment I was born, Miami and New York should have been underwater 15 times. We all should have been wearing gas masks because we couldn't breathe the air as early as 1980. The number of five-year periods we should have all suffered and died from famine and not enough food 30 times. I mean, over and over again, you could point to this stuff. And the point that I made to them today is and I showed them, you know, clips of all this stuff. It's not so much a matter that you have of your having faith in a science you don't understand. Mm-hmm. It's you're unwilling to even look at the record of the global warmest alarmists and given how wrong they've been for so long, how the absolute worst they've said has never ever once happened, you would be anti-science not to believe them anymore.
Right.
Just doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Well, the other
They did have a giggle about DiCaprio, though, when I pointed out to them how he won a remember when he won an Oscar for being an actor.
Right.
I mean, this is how much they love their PC. Uh-huh. They gave him an award for winning an actor for playing a environmentalist.
Yeah.
And then he hopped in his limousine, hopped in his private plane, flew to his yacht in the Riviera and sailed around on his private lot. Yeah. In the name of environmentalism.
Right, right. Go ahead.
You know, their faith in these, in this apocalypse view leaves no room for faith in God. Those two can't exist
they
mutually.
They can't, because if you're going to be consumed by the faith that you're talking about that DiCaprio has, you absolutely cannot believe in God otherwise, because then you would know that God designed a perfect earth that actually renews itself all the time, that is capable of doing all kinds of wonderful things. You can't have both faiths. They collide. We'll be right back more with Dr. Duke Pesta, News of the Day, and getting through the headlines. When we we come back. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word KATE, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word KATE. Hey, everyone. There is a spray, a zeolite spray, on the homepage of katedalyradio.com. Right now, you can grab this spray for only $5. It's a huge, big deal because they don't usually give it away for this, but they want you to try it. And this is an effective cellular cleanse, and it has a unique activated hydrated zeolite cellular level cleanse. All you do is spray it in your mouth. You can't taste it. And each day, and you'll get rid of the toxins in your body. You'll get rid of all those things like mercury and lead and arsenic and all the things that come through our food and environment and everything else. This is an advanced cellular cleanse. And my daughters actually turned me on to this. They were giving it to their kids too, and the kids were feeling better. Skin things were clearing up. All kinds of things were happening. People even give this for autism and having amazing results. Has no taste, and it's 100% natural. You'll love this product. It's called Pure Body from Touchstone. Even Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, huge proponent of this spray as well. So go get it. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show at your service today on a Monday. We're live today, and just wanted to say welcome. And also, make sure that you get over to MyPillow.com. You can pick up their amazing, amazing towel set for under $39 for the entire set right now, if you just put in the code KATE. They have some amazing deals. The pillows are $19 right now, and the pillows are amazing because they can actually stop snoring. I know, that's crazy, right? Not so crazy. Their green label, it's a green label on it because it denotes what firmness the pillow is, and a blue label. Green label and blue label actually stop snoring. So if you have a partner that snores, you know, go get this pillow and absolutely, when they're not looking, replace it with a MyPillow green label or blue label to stop their snoring so you can get some rest. See, we're just helping you. And also, get over to MyPillow.com, put in the code KATE. This is a great time to buy a mattress topper too, to make your mattress that you probably should replace, but make it new again. You can do that. They also have the best mattresses too, but this is a great time. Spring cleaning is going to be upon us soon. And this is a great time to replace your sheets and towels in your home. And then you're helping Truth and Radio by getting 60 to 70% off right now using the code KATE. Please do this and help out the show, help out Mike Lindell with what he's doing with making sure everybody realizes how much fraud was in our election. He's using his own money to do it, by the way. And cancel culture is at his doorstep every 5 seconds because the stores took him out, the big box stores. Now the banks are saying they won't process things. And so he still has some banks, but for the majority of the bigger banks, they won't do business with him because of his politics. Isn't that sweet? Yeah, that's about how it's working out, and it's going to work out for us, too. by the way. My guests, of course, my co-host, Dr. Duke Pospesta, and from the Dr. Duke Show, which follows this show right on my Facebook page. You can check it out. I'm in Facebook jail again for 29 more days for censorship. Even though I use the word C for COVID, they found me and put me in censorship jail again. Let's call it what it is. Censorship jail. Free speech jail. And I also have Uncle Milty with me. Welcome back to the show. And let's talk for a few more minutes on what we were talking about, because there's a lot to talk about with these particular items that we were just mentioning. Dr. Pesta.
Yeah, I think it's an important topic. And, you know, I do a lot of this. I teach mostly the Western classics at university, and almost always they were dealing with God, right? Whether mm-hmm. you're talking about Dante or the Bible, you're talking at C.S. Lewis, you're talking about Milton, the great writers. I mean, they're all of them steeped in biblical language. And so these issues inevitably come up. And it is really alarming to me to see it's not until you back them into a corner, right? And you got to do it. And you got to say, okay, so you have faith that doctors will one day understand COVID in such a way that they're curing. They'll say yes. And I said, do you see the problem with that statement? So if that's what your attitude is, mm-hmm. Why are you crediting science for this, right? I mean, your faith is that someday science will fix this. And now by saying that, you've just admitted it's not fixed. So why is your only response to do what science tells you now? I said, do you understand the problem with that? You just conceded it's not fixed. Right. So what they're throwing at you is purely, purely, purely test space. You're guinea pigs, not patients.
Nice. Yeah. No, it's the truth. They have to see their own delusion, because the things that the left backs, you have to have a belief in, like you're saying, you have to have faith in them. Because remember Obama basically threatening the populace at his last State of the Union address after that long 8 years we had to endure? And I remember him threatening the populace and saying, you better believe in this. And if you don't believe in this, you're wrong. And you just better believe. And he was threatening the audience. And I thought, do people realize he's threatening them into this? That if this was a normal thing that everybody was experiencing and feeling, you wouldn't have to do that?
Well, but also, too, take him back to the 8 years ago to his opening inaugural address, in which he said, this is the moment when the sea levels begin to recede. Mm-hmm. And they didn't, Barack. And so the bottom line is that why was he so adamant on his way out? Because you could point directly back to his first speech in his last speech, that everything he said he was going to fix, he didn't fix. And that raises another question. He had 8 years as the most powerful man in the world. And by the time he got to the eight years were over, by his own admission, in his own warped head, it was worse than it ever was. What good did you do then?
Right.
What did the most powerful man in the powerful seat of power in the history of the world, what did you accomplish in 8 years to minimize this, even in your own head? And the answer is nothing.
Amen to that.
That's it.
Yep. No, you're right. You're right. And I'm so glad you brought this up, because we have to start calling it for what it actually is. We have to start referring to it in this way.
This is the reason. You got it. Because when you look at the behavior of the left, did you see that video this weekend of that woman in the van who was at the mask mandate protest, and she gets out of her van and starts screaming, "Get out of my place! Get out of my place! You all want to die! Why are you here in this place?" I don't know if you saw that video.
No, I didn't.
Another liberal Karen screaming at conservatives in Washington, D.C. When you you and I talked about the woman mm-hmm. on the plane, right,
yes.
a month ago.
Yes.
When you look at these people and you don't understand them, the only answer that makes any sense is you're looking at a religious zealot.
Yep.
When you look at suicide bombers, you look at these 18 and 20 year old kids. It's never the Osama Obamas. It's never the Osama bin Ladens who strap on the old suicide belt and go meet Allah with all of those virgins. It's always the expendable 18 year old kid.
No, you're right.
And so, Osama died among all that American pornography in his little cave in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And so the only sense that you make out of radical Islam, uh-huh. the only time you can make any sense of it is when you realize this is what happens when faith becomes pathological.
Amen.
The extremity of what you're seeing from these COVID patients And for that matter, the global warming cloud. It is their faith. It's almost as if the more their faith fails to cure the planet, the more angry they get faithless.
Right. You're right.
This is a good conversation. I don't mean to dominate it, but let me just throw this out.
Sure.
There's that great scene in the Old Testament where Elijah stands against the 500 prophets of Baal, right?
Right.
You've got Elijah on the side of the Lord, and you've got these hundreds and hundreds of prophets worshiping the false god. Mm-hmm. And finally, Elijah says to them, in front of all of the Israeli people, he says, let us have a contest to see who is God, the Lord or your God. And so what happens is that the Baals go first, and they start dancing and dancing and screaming, and they sacrifice a bull, and they start dancing over its carcass, right, so that their gods will come and take the bull. Mm-hmm. And the more the gods don't answer, the more they start cutting themselves with knives and bleeding themselves all over the carcass of the bull, screaming and screaming, right? Uh-huh. The more the gods don't answer, the more vicious, self-vicious the ritual becomes. And that's the lesson of the story, right?
Right.
And from all day, from morning all the way through noon, they screamed to their God, and there was no God to answer them. And that's kind of what you see. The more the COVID carries on, the more, even though it becomes a watered-down symptoms too, the more they just have to be radical in the name of the God that they've chosen for themselves.
Amen. You're not dominating at all. I think this is such an important thing. You know, we were in a local hour, we were talking about a statewide newspaper that's horrific, right? The Tribune here in my state. And they were showcasing, they were trying to tell people that COVID is so scary and moronic variant is so scary that children are dying, okay? And they're having to be put on ventilators. Now, we all know the truth about ventilators and how big they're pushing this. But the first line of the story was the last words of a little boy 3 years old before they stuck him on a ventilator, and the mother allowed it because she was so desperately afraid of the Omicrons coming to get you with fatigue and muscle aches. Okay. And so the last words were, mommy, I scared, right? And they put him on a ventilator. Now think about this. Think about this in logical terms, because this is what they have a hard time doing. If the boy can speak and the boy can say all those things, why in the world was he put on a ventilator? There's no reason for that. If he can still have a conversation, that's like putting somebody on life support. Why would you go and do that and make a decision like that if the boy can speak? But common sense is never in the equation. It cannot be used in these instances. You can't look at climate change and ever resort to any kind of common sense, because at my age in my 50s, I'm looking back, have I ever actually had climate change in my life? Has it actually made a dent in my life at all? No, but I've been told since the beginning of my life that it was coming to get me. In the 70s, it said we were going to be popsicles by 1979. And Life Magazine, Time Magazine, they all came out and said we're going to be popsicles. It was the end of us. And so that's why you have to be delusional at this point, so beyond delusion that nobody with a shred of common sense can say to you what you believe in isn't true. Uncle Milty?
You know, the lack of common sense is great for the common man. But when it comes to these doctors, they know better.
Right.
My doctor 25 years ago said to me, the longer we can keep you breathing on your own without a ventilator, the better chance you have to live.
Right.
That has never changed.
I know, but now it is changing in the scope of this is so scary and live your delusion. And honestly, they should have a shirt that says, I'm living my delusions.
And there's an answer for this, again, that ties into what we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. They're screaming at their God, right? They're screaming about how important this is. What's the one trick they have to get people's attention anymore? It's death. You need death. The more death they conjure up, the more they're justified, right, in taking away your liberties. And so they're not fighting death in many instances. When you take a three-year-old boy who's perfectly awake and vocal and you strap him to a ventilator, you are not fighting for his life. You are ushering away his life. We had that situation in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where a husband was in the hospital. They would not let him try any of the ivermectin, none of the stuff stuff that we know that works. She actually sued a local court to be able to give the medication. She didn't win that. So finally, what she did is the mom finally got a court order to take her husband home. They were just gonna let him die there.
Right.
And so they got the husband out of the hospital. They life flighted him to a hospital in Texas. And the doctor looked at him and said, he is so malnourished. It's not COVID that's going to kill him.
Right.
They went so long without feeding him, without giving him water, that he is on the verge of death. And 2 days later, after intensively trying to bring him back, it wasn't COVID that killed him. The doctors in Minnesota were clearly going to let him die. Yep. They were not going to feed him. They were not going to give him water. And that's what killed him.
Yep, absolutely. Right. And then no one questions it. So, you know, why aren't you feeding my loved one? Why aren't you giving them basic necessities? Oh, because it could contradict with something we're going to give him. No, that's not true. And we all know that, right? So the loss of common sense, when we come back, the word grandfather is now something that under their delusion with all their genders. I know that when I still go to the bathroom, I have to pick a room out of two, not six. Not 30, just two, men or women, right? And so they are under such a delusion that they still think that we have to get rid of words that denote any sort of gender whatsoever so that we can become what? Try to answer that question. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. We're with Dr. Duke Pesta every Monday. Be right back. Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We're getting fined and arrested for simply wanting to be free. And we will keep singing.
Let's go. Let's go.
You can stick your new world order up, yeah. You can stick your new world order up. You can stick your new world order where the sun don't shine but oughta. Stick your new world order up, yeah. Singing we are the 99%. Come on. Singing we are the 99%. Singing we are the 90. Together we are 90. We are the 99%. Singing we are the 99%.
I love this song in Europe. I think it's amazing. And by the way, you know, they've had a lot of situations where the protesters have won and they had to scale things back, which is nice. But I just wanted to say, welcome to the Kate Daly Show, of course. And then second, get over to Balance of Nature. This really is a wonderful product. I love this product. In fact, I have family members. I was just talking about it with my daughter over the weekend. They will not go without it now. They said it just gives them all the energy. You feel healthier. You know you're healthier. 31 fruits and vegetables a day. And it's a whole food product. There's nothing like it. And if you really want to change your habits and your New Year's resolutions this year, and you want to get healthier to combat all the stuff like monkeys that escape a truck that just happens to go down, and gee, they're monkeys from a lab that are being tried and tested for things we're not supposed to have, then I would say get your vitamins. Get your vitamins up, and this is the best product to do it. Go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 35% off, and you're going to get free shipping. Uncle Milty?
If you're the type of person that thinks, I can't take those pills, all you have to do is open the capsules, dump them out in some applesauce.
Because they're a whole food product.
And they go right down, and they taste, even the vegetable capsule in applesauce tastes great.
You're right. I love that hint. Thank you so much for that. And yes, and if maybe you have somebody that is sick, man, that would be the thing to do and triple up on it. That's what I would do. I know a lot of people that do that. Even the doctor that invented it himself does that and takes triple. If he starts to even get anything, he just starts to triple up and it's gone. By the way, Dr. Brian Artis shared a remedy for you feel that tickle in the back of your throat, and this is what he gargles with, and it's gone within 12 hours. I'm going to put that in show notes today, and the recipe for that. And so just look for it there. I'm also in censorship jail for saying the wrong words that are not approved by Mark Robot Zuckerberg. And so I just want you guys to know I'll be putting stuff on show notes for the next 29 days because I can't post on social media. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Duke Pesta. So the word first class is also on the chopping block because this new inclusive language manual for the United States came out of University of Washington, the same university that houses Bill Gates and his crew. This was the same group, Dr. Pesta, that back in 2020, I tried to explain to people, back in 2020, this group that works for Bill Gates, his little laboratory there, these were the ones that flew from state to state to state to convince governors that social distancing was a thing and that it actually worked. Okay, that we don't have an immune system inside our body and that you have to socially distance. They were the ones that sold this to every governor, and every governor just suddenly had signage in a moment where nobody could buy a thing and it was really hard and shortages everywhere. The signage was already made and available so that they could put stickers all over our cities for social distancing. Same group. So this group, these groups in University of Washington also devised a manual for inclusive language. And they said first class is something that they should not be able to say anymore because it denotes that there is a second class. And if you've ever been on an airplane, I'm sorry, honey, but first class is a thing. The seats are better, are they not?
Well,
yeah. And you know, in order to control the future, you've got to take control of words. This is why we've lost the culture war. The American right has lost the culture war because for 20 years, quietly, the left went about changing the definition of everything. I mean, still, racism, most Americans believe that racism is the overt declaration that one race is superior to another. If that's the actual definition of racism, there is no racism in America. Nobody's doing that. Almost nobody in this country is going around insisting that my race is better than yours. In fact, there's so little actual racism in America today that the progressive left had to invent microaggressions. So now, if you're white and you go up to a black girl and tell her you like her hair, or you like her earrings, or if you go up to a Mexican and say, wish him a happy 5th of May, you're engaging in microaggressions. So we're the first country in the history of the world, that had to invent new definitions of racism just so we could keep the grift growing.
Go ahead, Uncle.
You know, as far as first class goes, you can go back to the Super Bowl of 2021. The Buccaneers did not give a first class performance. Yeah. Both Kansas City and the Buccaneers gave a first class performance. The Buccaneers just won.
But here's another one too for you, okay? So you can have separate classes of vaccinated and unvaccinated. They're totally fine with that delusion,
yeah.
Okay? Because they love the Nazis. They love all of the times in history where we've denoted a whole populace as second class. But you can't have it on an airplane where first class seats are clearly better and the service is better than the people stuck behind the curtain. The other words, spirit animal, grandfather, because it's too gendery, brown bags, cakewalk, jerry-rigged, Sherpa, mantra, totem pole, or housekeeping. Housekeeping. I don't know what to say.
Apparently, you don't realize that on an airplane, misery loves company.
We've got a couple minutes. Go ahead and read them one by one, and let's see who can chime in with the first right answer about why the words are offensive.
Grandfather.
Right? All I can think of is father.
Yes. What do you got? Yes. I mean, it's too gendery.
Doesn't the word grand also mean wonderful, though, right? So maybe it's a grandfather, a father that's not a oppressor.
Well, I look at grandpa. That just means your hand would be a paw if you were in an animal, and it's pretty big. So, I mean, I'm going to go with that. A spirit animal. Why would spirit animal? Is that denoting a spirit?
I think it's because it's an appropriation of Native American culture.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's okay.
We throw it around, but they took it seriously.
Okay, brown bag in it.
You is ugly.
You is ugly. Brown bag in it.
I think it's classist. I think brown bag suggests plebeian, right?
Yeah.
And so, like first class, it's a way of offending people who don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, cakewalk.
I had to think about this one.
Yeah.
But you know what it is?
Huh.
Disabled people can't walk.
Okay.
Now, if you said if it was a cake crawl, if it's a cake crawl instead of a cake walk, they might let it
That's
in.
That's true. Jerry-rigged.
I think that a lot of people changed it from blank rigged. We know what that means.
Yeah.
Jerry-rigged. And I think it goes back to Jerry curl.
Maybe so. Okay. Sherpa.
Well, that's the name of a tribe of people who have been turned into a the word has become not to denote an individual of a particular culture, but somebody who sheps white people up and down a mountain.
Right. Raining cats and dogs. They actually said that this needed to be discontinued because I know it sounds surreal, but it was imperative to stop using these terms, raining cats and dogs.
It's abusive to animals.
Oh, abuse. Abuse to animals. What about totem pole?
A totem was, of course, a tribal sign that was meant to denote family.
Right.
And so I guess if you call something a totem, or, you know, you could the word has become bigger than Native American usage for it. So, like, you know, so a person can have a totem. Yeah.
What about housekeeping? They said it was on the grounds that in reference to office work, this language can feel gendered. It's not even gendered, but it could feel that way. Now, this is how delusional these people are.
The same reason they got rid of the word housewife.
Okay.
I think so, right? Because to be a wife in the house is to be the wrong kind of wife.
Yeah.
And what did housewives do to reflect their surrender? It was housework, right?
Uh-huh. Yep, that is true. So this is a inclusive language guide. Now, everyone realizes when people wonder what the Great Reset is all about, the companies that adopt this as their playbook for how we interact with each other at the office, they will be rewarded with growth and loans from major bank institutions because of their adopting of the inclusive language guide published by the University of Washington. This is how the Great Reset works. Even though this started in the 70s, they started doing this. This became something for the Great Reset.
Yeah, the other thing that really should scare us, who in the hell authorizes the University of Washington to create the manual that we all have to follow? Quite frankly, if we were as a society going to put together a book of what was accessible or allowed to be said, not the last people I would go to shepherd that would be university professors.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Hasn't there been a book for a long, long time created by Merriam-Webster that we call a dictionary?
That's out. That is out. Now words like Biden uses Latinx. Isn't it Latinx? This is a word to describe Hispanic people, and they were actually offended when he started using this. This was only 2% of Hispanics used this term to describe themselves, and 40% found it offensive.
And you know where the word comes from, right? Ordinarily, we would call them Latinos, but the O at the end is Spanish, which means male, right?
Yeah.
And so, and if you, so you can't, you're not allowed to use gender. So you can't do Latino or Latina. You've got to do Latinx now as the gender neutral.
Yes.
So in other words, by the way, the inclusive guide to speech eliminates men and women. That's a classic example, and there are others too. It's not inclusive. It actually eliminates the words men and women, right? So you can't use Latino, Latina. You've got to use Latinx. You can't use the word mom and father anymore. You have to use the word parent. You can't even use the word woman anymore when you're talking about pregnancy.
So now it's just
A cervix possessing woman, a person, right?
Right.
So notice what you do with these inclusive guides. These progressive inclusive guides are eliminating more words than they're creating. They are banning more usages than they're allowing. This is not about inclusivity at all. It's a draconian way to limit, radically scale down the words you're allowed to use and say.
Microsoft Word, by the way, announced that it will add this inclusive language checker to its programming. And so the tool is going to ensure that even in your private communication, in your emails, they will be able to go in and has to keep in line with the dogma of inclusion. And so this language checker is going to ensure that you never revert back to the traditional language of common sense. In fact, you're always going to be referring to things as it, the thing, things like that, because of the fact that you, like you just said, it's a non-genderless, you do not exist, you're just a thing with a cervix, you are a thing that has children that were born by a parent, not a gender. I mean, that's what a grandfather is, but that's what you are now, Uncle Milty.
For the first time, I understand.
What?
It's okay to identify as anything except reality.
No, that's right.
Yes, you're exactly right. So this is going to be, we're going to be so struck down by trying to converse with each other that it's almost going to be in just plain little
the
tiny
Tower
syllables.
Of Babel.
Oh, does it remind you of that? Of
the
course
Tower
it does.
Of Babel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, that is the problem. I mean, how soon before they won't even let us type with pronouns?
Right.
I mean, I can see the day coming where you've got your word pro, whatever your program is that you type, all of our email programs, where you type the word he and it automatically changes it to something neutral.
Yep.
And you are not allowed to change it back. You have to you'll have to drop the sentence if you don't go forward.
Yep.
Right. Well, here we are. So I just want people to know that in order to negate this, in order to say you can shove this up your rear end, just like the song, you just keep talking how you talk.
Yes.
And you just keep doing what you do. The Great Reset is upon us, and it's things like this that pretty much infiltrate into the Great Reset, because the companies that do this, the companies that go sustainable, the companies that reject anything with common sense, energy of common sense, anything, right? The energies that we use, the things that we use, coal, things like this. Anything like that, the Great Reset then says it's like a social credit score that's unspoken, because if you're not doing these things, then you don't get the money to move forward. Well, you know what? This is where the underground kind of takes over. Sorry, but that's the truth of it, right?
Well, it may be unspoken, but it will not be forgiven.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's
Dr. Duke Pestakatch's show. It's right on my Facebook page. You can watch him on camera. Thank you so much. You're
See
awesome.
See you guys next week.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And,
God bless.
Yeah, he's awesome. Anyway, Dr. Duke Pesta. By the way, ask yourself this. The monkeys that got away, where were they going? If there's only one lab in America that is dead set on making sure we still keep all these gain-of-function viruses around, the monkeys that escaped, where were they going? Just a question.